Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Gabe. Now, how much would you do for a stranger who needed help? Or, if you were the one who needed help desperately, would you allow your enemy to help you? Ah, that can be difficult too. The name of our lesson is The Good Samaritan. So far in this story, a man was beaten up by thieves and left for dead. Two people, very good people who have a high position in society, passed him by, probably trying not to notice him. But someone who was considered an enemy stopped for him to help him. How so? How did he do that? Well, let's find out. Let's continue on with our story.
The Good Samaritan. After pouring oil and wine on the wounds, the Samaritan gently wrapped bandages around them. Then he carefully put the man on his very own donkey and took him to the nearest inn. He stayed with the man overnight and took care of him. The next morning he had to leave, but he knew he couldn't take the man with him. When he paid the bill, he gave the innkeeper extra money, saying, "Take care of him, feed him, and make sure he has everything he needs."
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一个重点，我们看 bandage 这个名词。B-A-N-D 这个字根有绑住的意思，所以 bandage 就是指绷带。例如 make sure you sterilize your wound thoroughly before applying a bandage， 包扎上绷带之前要确定把伤口彻底的消毒干净。或者是 the football player swabbed his wounded knee with a bandage， 这位足球选手把受伤的膝盖用绷带缠裹起来。Bandage 也可以当动词，例如 I bandaged my sprained ankle， 我把扭伤的脚踝包扎起来。继续我们看 overnight 这个副词， overnight 是指一整夜或通宵的，例如 the delayed passengers had to wait in the airport overnight for the next available flight， 这些班机被延误，乘客们必须整夜在机场等下一班最快可搭的班机。 overnight 也指一夜之间或突然，例如 this ordinary teenage girl turned into a household name overnight， 这位平凡的少女一夕之间变成家喻户晓的人物。 overnight 也可以当形容词，意思是指隔夜的或过夜的，例如 an overnight trip， 要过夜的旅行。
Man, this guy is super nice, this good Samaritan, right? How does the section begin, Rebecca?
Well, it says, after pouring oil and wine on the wounds, the Samaritan gently wrapped bandages around them. Now, we see the word bandages in our lesson, and you can use a bandage to wrap around a really big wound, right?
Right, just like in this picture, right? Mm-hmm. So the Samaritan has wrapped some bandages around the guy's arm, as you can see, and around his head right now. Now you see the word band-aid. This is a kind of bandage. It's a really small bandage. It's sticky, but you stick it on your wound over a small wound. In Chinese, you know it as okay bong. Rebecca, do you like band-aids?
Do I like band-aids? Oh, I do. I mean, who doesn't like band-aids, right? I remember as a kid, or actually, let me use my niece as an example. Mm-hmm. One time she got hurt. Seriously, I could barely even see her little boo-boo, her little cut.
Is that what you call it? A boo-boo?
A little
wound for a
yeah.
little kid is a boo-boo.
Yeah, a little boo-boo. Uh-huh. And she insisted that she had to have a Band-Aid because that would make it feel better. Uh-huh. I put the Band-Aid on. She stopped crying.
You know what? It does work for kids. And now they have all these different kinds of cute Band-Aids with all these cartoon characters on the outside. So let's see a picture of a Band-Aid. You just saw a picture of a guy with bandages wrapped around his arm. But what does a Band-Aid look like? Well, it's coming right up. A Band-Aid on this person's finger. That sounds like your sister, Rebecca.
Yep. Well, actually, it was my niece.
Your niece.
My niece who wanted a Band-Aid, but my sister likes Band-Aids sometimes as well. Well, anyway, we continue with our story. Then he carefully put the man on his very own donkey and took him to the nearest inn. His very own something. Now, why do we use those words right there?
Yeah, why do we use the word very, right? You could just use the word own. He carefully put the man on his own donkey. Well, you use the word very to intensify the word that comes after it. His very own donkey. It was his own donkey.
And as another way to use these words, Stephanie just bought her very own computer. You know, maybe beforehand she was using the computer at work or she was using a friend's computer. Now she has her very own computer.
Well, good for Stephanie. And this guy is on, he has his very own donkey and he put this man on his own donkey and took him to the nearest inn. It's a kind of hotel, a place to stay. He stayed with the man overnight and took care of him. You know, I mean, this guy was on the road somewhere. This mm-hmm. Samaritan was going somewhere. Mm-hmm. Perhaps he had work to do in a place, but he decided to take his time not just to help the man to the hospital, to the inn, but also to stay with him overnight.
Right. I think that's a really kind thing to do.
Yeah.
Very nice Samaritan. But the story gets even better. We read, the next morning he had to leave, but he knew he couldn't take the man with him. We don't know where this Samaritan is going, but we do know he did something else very kind. When he paid the bill, he gave the innkeeper extra money, saying, take care of him, feed him, and make sure he has everything he needs.
Okay, well, let's take a look at this phrase, to pay the bill, or to pay your bills, right? That means to pay what you need to pay, or to pay the cost of something.
For example, at the end of dinner, we were all surprised to find that Grandpa had paid the bill, so nobody had to pay for their dinner. Grandpa did it.
Oh, good for Grandpa. And you could pay other bills too, right? Maybe you have to pay the electricity bill, your phone bills, the water bill. What kind of bills do you have to pay? Now, our lesson is about this Good Samaritan. And I know people have different thoughts about this story, and I'm sure the lawyer did. But one of the thoughts is, well, would I ever be that kind of person? If a group of people didn't like my kind of people, would I go out, or if I didn't like that group of people, would I go and help that kind of person? Would you, Rebecca, and would I, and would you, friends?
I would like to say, yes, of course, I would be that type of person. Mm-hmm. But sometimes it's really hard to know exactly what you would do until you're put into that situation. Mm-hmm. And so my desire is that, you know, the Lord would soften my heart so mm-hmm. that when I do see somebody that needs compassion or mercy, I would be able to show that person.
So you mean that God would give you kind of a soft heart for people
yes.
like that, right?
Exactly.
Who need help. Now, another thing that some people think is, and I've heard this, is if you were the person who was beaten up laying on the side of the road and this person came by that you don't like very much, this maybe an enemy of your people, then you would find it really difficult to let that person help you. Have you ever heard people share that perspective, Rebecca?
I don't often hear that perspective of the story. Mm-hmm. I think that most people usually focus on the Samaritan and how he took time to help this guy.
Mm-hmm.
But that's actually a really important perspective as well. Nobody likes Samaritans. Do you want somebody helping you that you don't like?
Right. A lot of people feel that way. They think, I wouldn't let this person help me. I would help myself or wait for somebody else, right? Well, this Samaritan is a good Samaritan. Speaking of that word good, you know, you can't keep a good man or woman down.
What's that all about?
Let's find out in
the Info Cloud.
Hello and welcome to InfoCloud. Friends, I think we all have moments when we feel discouraged. But what should we do when we experience discouragement?
Well, in English we have a saying, you can't keep a good man down. This means that even in hard or discouraging times, a strong character will carry you through.
I have a friend who lost her job and she ended up starting her own business, which goes to show you can't keep a good woman down.
That's a great example, Rex, and a good point that this saying applies to men and women. Let's look at this saying a bit closer.
If someone tells you to keep it down, then this phrase is being used to ask people to be quieter.
Right. Although, if you use it in that sense, make sure to ask nicely. Could you keep it down, please? Otherwise, it might seem rude.
But in the example today, we're talking about keeping someone down. To keep someone down means to prevent someone from succeeding.
If you are trying to not be discouraged, you can tell yourself, learning another language is hard, but I won't let it keep me down.
中文有一句成语，越挫越勇，形容一个人遇到挫折会继续的奋战不懈，屡败屡战。在英文，你可以用 you can't keep a good man down 来形容这种不怕失败的人。这句谚语的意思就是你无法击倒一位勇者。Keep someone down 就是要把一个人压在地上，让他无法再爬起来。要特别注意的是，当你说 keep it down 的时候，就是要求某人要降低说话的音量，是完全不同的意思。It 指的就是音量。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 下次云端见。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Welcome back to Studio Classroom. We're continuing through our story about the Good Samaritan. Now remember, the Samaritans and the Jews were enemies, okay? So if this person is lying on the side of the road, just how nice would a Samaritan or an enemy be to this person? He wouldn't stop to help him, would he? Oh wait, he did. He wouldn't actually gently wrap bandages around him, would he? Actually, he did. He wouldn't take him on his very own donkey to an inn and even stay overnight with the guy, would he? Actually, he did. Well, he wouldn't pay for all of the bills, would he? Let's find out.
The Good Samaritan. If he owes you any money after he gets well and leaves, write it down. I will pay you the next time I come by. Jesus, after finishing the story, asked the lawyer, which of these three men was a neighbor to the stranger on the side of the road? The lawyer answered, the one who stopped and had mercy on him. And Jesus told him, that's right. Now go and do likewise.
OK, 接下来我们看 owe 这个动词。owe 是指欠债、欠账或者是亏欠。例如 I owe my sister $200 and I better pay her back before I forget. 我欠我姐姐200块美金，我最好在我忘记之前赶快还给她。如果要说明为什么欠钱的话，可以用 for 这个介系词。例如 I still owe you for my train ticket. 我还欠你火车票的钱。owe 也可以指该给对方却没有给。例如 I guess I owe you an apology. I shouldn't have said what I did. 我想我欠你一个道歉，我不应该说那些难听的话的。最后我们看的是 likewise 这个副词。likewise 是指照样、同样或者是也一样。例如 many people have left the company. Oscar wants to do likewise, but he needs the salary. 许多人都离开这家公司， Oscar 也想这么做，可是他需要这份薪水。或者是 I've been trying to exercise regularly.And I think you should do likewise. 我正尝试要规律运动，我觉得你也应该试试看。Likewise 也常常用在口语中表示我也是。例如 I can't imagine living without air conditioning. 我没有办法想象没有冷气要怎么活。Likewise, 我也是。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thanks so much, Michelle. All right, now this is the end of the story of the Good Samaritan.If he owes you any money after he gets well and leaves, write it down. I will pay you the next time I come by. So he didn't just pay the man's bills for that day. Actually, he had to leave. Like I said earlier, maybe he had business to go on. He had to do something. He couldn't stay, but he wanted to continue helping the man and pay all of the bills.
That's right. So it sounds like he wrote an IOU, which means I owe you something. I owe you some money.
That's such an interesting word or group of letters right there. And friends, that it's not in our lesson, but we thought it would be fun to teach. If you owe somebody something and you can't give them the money right now, you can write a reminder for yourself. It's an IOU. It's a kind of note. You can write an IOU.
And of course, here on the screen, you see IOU mm-hmm. with hyphens, but sometimes it actually appears without the hyphens as well. Mm-hmm. So just keep that in mind. Well, this just reminds me of a story that happened a couple of years ago. I had gone to Mos Burger.
Uh-huh.
I didn't have any money. I don't know why. I forgot my money, I guess. Well, I thought that they weren't going to give me my food, but the manager did.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wrote down an IOU, that is, how much I owed them. They gave me my food and told me to come back within the next day or two.
Are you kidding me, Rebecca?
I'm not kidding.
They let you do that at Mos Burger?
They did.
I got to go to Mos Burger.
Well, yes, it was a very special situation, but...
Right. But they let you do it. And did you pay the money back the next day?
I did. I went and paid them the money I owed them the next day.
Wow. That's pretty... They were pretty trusting and very kind indeed.
Indeed.
So, friends, maybe you can write an IOU sometime if you need to owe somebody money. You can't pay them right now. But, okay, so this person is going to pay the innkeeper the next time he comes by. What does that phrase, to come by, mean? That means to travel or to pass by.
Well, you could also use this if you want someone to come over to your house. Hey, can you please come by tomorrow between, 3 and 5? Then I can give you the present I have for you.
Oh, very nice. I would be very happy to come by around that time to receive my present. Okay, I know it's not for me, Rebecca.
Yes.
Right.
Funny.
Okay, so the story is done now, right?
Let's see here. Yes, that story is done
mm-hmm.
about the Good Samaritan. But now back to Jesus. Jesus, after finishing the story, asked the lawyer, which of these three men was a neighbor to the stranger on the side of the road?
And I love this guy's response. Okay, the lawyer answered, the one who stopped and had mercy on him. I think he wasn't comfortable saying directly it was the Samaritan. Remember, at that time, they didn't like the Samaritans. So he just said, okay, it was the one who stopped and had mercy on the man on the side of the road. Now, to have mercy on someone, that means to help somebody, especially somebody who maybe doesn't deserve it.
Right. So you can have mercy on someone,
mm-hmm.
or there's a related phrase, and that is to show mercy to someone,
mm-hmm.
right?
That's right, and that means the same thing. You're very kind to somebody, even maybe somebody you're not that close to.
Right. So when you show mercy to someone, then you're basically showing them grace, kindness, and forgiveness, giving them something that they really don't deserve.
So that is the person who had mercy on this man on the side of the road, the Samaritan was, right? Jesus told the lawyer, that's right, now go and do likewise. Well, that is a lot to think about, actually. But right now it's time for us to think about and to enjoy a
review skit.
You know, Jesus told us to love God with all our hearts.
That's important.
And to love your neighbor as you love yourself.
Yeah, that's nice, but who is my neighbor?
Good question. Jesus answered that question by telling a story.
Ooh, I'm listening.
So one day, a man was traveling from a faraway city.
Oh, that's me. I'm traveling from far away.
But suddenly, he was attacked by a group of thieves.
Ah, help, I'm attacked. Ah, my clothes.
They stripped him of his clothes.
Oh, my money, oh no.
They beat him.
Oh.
And left him lying half dead by the roadside.
Oh, I'm half dead, help me.
As he lay there in pain and misery,
oh.
He heard someone walking.
Oh, someone is coming, help, help.
A priest was coming down the road.
Hey, Mr. Priest, will you help me, please?
But when the priest saw the man...
Yeah?
He just passed by the other side.
Oh, no, come back!
After a while, he heard footsteps again.
Oh, who was it this time?
This time, it was a Levite passing
by.
Oh,
Mr. Levite, please help. I'm so hurt.
The Levite saw the man.
And helped him.
No.
Oh.
He turned his head and walked by the other side.
Oh, will anyone help me?
Shh. Listen. Footsteps again.
Who is it this time?
It was a stranger from Samaria.
Oh, no. A Samaritan. He'll never help me. I give up.
Well, the man thought he was going to die. Then the Samaritan noticed the poor man.
And let me guess, he walked away?
Actually, no. The Samaritan took pity on him.
Oh, he did?
Yes. He bandaged his wounds.
Oh, good.
And put the man on his own donkey.
Really? That's so nice.
Then he took him to an inn and took care of him overnight.
Wait. But what about the money?
Well, the Samaritan paid the innkeeper money to take care of the man.
Wow, that's amazing.
And he even offered to pay extra if needed.
What a nice man. Oh, that is a wonderful story.
Yes. Now tell me, which of the three men was a good neighbor?
That's easy. The one who stopped and helped. He showed mercy.
That's right. He was the good neighbor. Now, are you?
Ooh, are you?
Friends, thank you for joining us today, and we will see you next month.
Next month?
Yes, the last day of January today. We'll see them in February.
Oh, yes. We'll see you next month right here on Studio Classroom.
Joy of friend one life. A friend loves at all times. A friend helps at all times. A friend trusts at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. A friend gives at all times. A friend cares at all times. A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.